Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks for joining us on this broadcast. I just have to say it's such a privilege for me to have the co-hosts that I have on Wednesdays and Fridays with Adia Wushner and David Walls, respectively. And yesterday was another great program with Adia on Wednesdays for Women with biblical and worldview insights and implications. I pray they are a help to you as you navigate the culture in your life, marriage, parenting, and as the case may be, your vocation, in a way that aligns with God's word and pleases Him and blesses you and yours. Lord willing, we'll have a strong impact with tomorrow's message as well with David, and hope you'll tune in. We're going to continue with our focus on relationship with God today and reaching a very high pinnacle that we're called to, and yet the only way we can reach it is to stay, you'll be able to reach it is to stay tuned and find out what God has to say in this word and through this message that comes from His word. Now, if you missed any of the previous messages this week or back before that, you can find them at loveandlordship@gmail.com. I'm sorry, loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. That's our website. Go there and you can find articles and podcasts and videos on the tabs, or you can go directly to the videos on Vimeo icon near the bottom or the podcast on Podbean. And we thank you for that. If you would like to contact me, and thank you for those who have with questions or comments or agreements or disagreements, whatever it would be, you can do so at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Make it and in the middle, A-N-D, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Well, just like I shared in the intro, we are scaling the heights of what it means to be in relationship with God. How we get there and how we can grow in it as Christ's disciples and as we're called to do, help others do the same. Monday's message was on helping us understand how we can live the full life that He died to give us, but we must do so according to His word that calls us to die to self and allow Him to have His way in and through us. Tuesday, we expanded on this as we talked about how this life is lived out in relationship with Him. And ultimately, as we seek and grow in this relationship, it really does become a truly peaceful, joyous, and loving, or as the title of Tuesday's message says, an undisturbed relationship. And if we're honest, that's what we really desire. We want that undisturbed relationship, that undisturbed life. Doesn't mean there won't be chaos and struggle. It's just that we can maintain that peace and that joy and that order in the midst of the chaos. So just what is the key to us actually arriving at this type of relationship that we've all been given the opportunity to have or been placed in by Christ, and yet the world, the enemy, and even our own flesh does all it can to keep us from having it? Well, I'm going to repeat a phrase that I've used fairly often on this program that regular listeners will understand, and even if we still haven't quite mastered it, the answer or solution to getting there is actually quite evident and simple. Notice I said simple, and here's the repeat, not easy. Chambers sums it up in the title of today's Devo, God First. Now, those following along in the devotional booklet are on myoutmost.org. We're on May the 31st, so we actually jump it ahead a little bit here. This whole concept and lifestyle of God first, I stress this in our book, The Authority of Love, the second edition, which you can find on our website. It's the icon right in the middle of the page at loveandlordship.com, the homepage there, or you can search for it on Amazon. Be sure as you do to spell out second, S-E-C-O-N-D. Otherwise, you'll be led on a goose chase, okay? But see, we stress it in our book and in the plethora of scriptures that clearly we have them in our book, even super clearly, point us to the reality that we are to make God first in every part of our lives. Let me just give you a few of the texts that are in our book and in scripture. Exodus 20, verse 3, the commandment, have no other gods before me. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust me with all your heart. Acknowledge me in all your ways. Jeremiah 29, 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Matthew 6, 33, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. And then 10, 38, and 39 on how we're supposed to place God first in all things. Mark 12, 29 and 30, love the first and greatest command. Worship God alone and love Him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Luke 14, 26 and 27, Colossians 3, 17 and 23. Everything we do for him. You see, even those with the promise of reaping, not why we should do it, but certainly a blessing. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10 tells us if we do this, we will be blessed in it. This just names a few of the scriptures that point to not only his sovereignty, but how we are to make him a priority in everything. I've got those, him the priority in everything in all caps in my notes, okay? Just to make sure we understand. You see, the problem is not in God's word or wording. As I just pointed out, it's obviously clear, as I mentioned earlier, it is evident and simple in what we are to do to live this life. It's very plain. The question and the problem come with our willingness to be obedient and actually live this out in our lives, our marriages, our relationships, our families, our work, even in many of our churches. I'll use another quote from our book that drives home this point once again. When we place the body above the head, we are in idolatry. He didn't say, seek my church first or seek your relationships first. He said, make me. My relationship with you, your relationship with me, my word, my truth, my kingdom, my righteousness, my will, make it first. That's what he's calling us to. You see, this is the state, unfortunately, of many of our churches. The body is above the head. And it's kept so many from actually pursuing and finding this undisturbed relationship in Tuesday's message that can only come from putting God first. Chambers gives us a remedy as to how we can do this in three parts using our Lord's example and his intersection with others as the focal point. John 2, 24 and 25, very interesting. It says, Jesus did not commit himself to them, for he knew what was in man. Many translations state this rightly like this. Jesus did not entrust himself to any man or to any others because he knew what was in their heart, in the heart of mankind. Apart from him, Jeremiah 17, 9 says, it's deceitful above all things. Who can understand how evil it is? What in the world does this have to do with putting God first? Well, I'm glad you ask, and Chambers does a great job of showing us in each of these three areas. Put God first in trust. Jesus did not commit or entrust himself to them, for he knew what was in their heart. Our Lord trusted no man. He knew our hearts apart from him are evil. Jeremiah 17, 9, I just mentioned that. Yet he was never suspicious, never bitter, never in despair about any man because he put God first in trust. He trusted absolutely in what God's grace could do for any man. If I put my trust in human beings first, which we so often do in false compassion, doesn't mean you're not properly having feelings or emotions that stir you. It just means that we allow those feelings to guide our decision-making, i.e. our hearts, rather than God's truth and our trust in him. See, Jesus didn't do that. He went directly to the Father and his word, his truth. His trust was in him. If I do that, put my trust in human beings first, Chambers says, I end up in despairing of everyone. I will eventually become bitter because I have insisted on man being what no man can ever be. Absolutely right. Never trust anything but the grace, and I would add the truth, which those two can't be separated no matter how often we try and do it in our churches today. Never trust in anything but the grace and truth of God in yourself or in anyone else. Place him on the throne and keep him there. Number two, put God's needs first. Behold, I come to do your will, O God. That's in Hebrews 10, 9. This is literally a reference to Christ placing God's will above everything else in setting aside the old covenant by fulfilling it in the greater new covenant in his blood and sacrifice. Nothing took priority over this. Listen to Chambers' comments on this. A man's obedience is to what he sees to be a need. Our Lord's obedience was to the will of his Father. Wow, we so often go to the perceived needs. You ever heard that phrase in church? And make those the priority or what drives us rather than God's truth and will. The cry today is, Chambers continues, we must get some work to do. The heathen are dying without God. We must go and tell them of him. We have to first see, or we have to see first of all, I should say, that God's needs in us personally are being met. Tarry until, that's what he told the disciples. Don't jump on this the way you're thinking. Wait until the Holy Spirit comes upon you, right? The purpose of this college, that's how Chambers describes it, is to get us rightly related to the needs of God. When God's needs in us have been met, then he will open the way for us to realize his needs elsewhere. Let me say that again. When God's needs in us have been met, when we've satisfied God, desired him, placed him above everything else, then he will open the way for us to realize his needs elsewhere. And that will always be right. Number three, Chambers says, put God's trust first. And whoever receives one such little child in my name receives me. That's from Matthew 18:5. God's trust is that he gives me himself as a babe. God expects my personal life to be a Bethlehem. That's back to Christmas reference, right? I receive his salvation in Christ in me as an infant, where I then grow in Christ. Christ grows in me into spiritual adulthood. The question is, am I allowing, and this is what Chambers asks, am I allowing my natural life to be slowly transfigured and transformed by the indwelling life of the Son of God? God's ultimate purpose is that his Son might be manifested or formed in my mortal flesh. Food for thought. I told you the explanation of how to get there was simple. Put God first. Oh yeah, great. The application of it is the problem. And yet we've been given everything we need, his life, his word, his spirit, in order to be able to actually make him first in every part of our life. Will you avail yourself of all that he's given you when you receive Christ in salvation? Or will you choose to abuse his truth and grace? Put God first and let him be responsible for the rest. Love in action. Spend time with God in his word, prayer, and listening every day. Begin with the scriptures in this message. There's several good ones there. You can go deeper in that. Or the Gospel of John, the Psalms are a great place to start. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, make a list of any and all the things in your life that take priority over God. Be brutally honest. Now, number four, beside each item on that list, find a scripture that clearly tells you how to place God first in that area and in your life. Then trust him. David Walls, our Family Foundation Friday co-host, joins us tomorrow for some more biblical worldview concepts and applications for you and me and for our culture. So join us and invite your family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to join us as well. We thank you for doing so, and I pray that this is an encouragement in your walk with Christ, not only as Savior, but as we often say, as Lord, and you as his disciple in helping make other disciples. Again, you can go to the website, loveandlordship.com, for videos, podcasts, articles, the book. You can give there. Thank you for any gift. We're so thankful. In the Give tab, you can do it one time or ongoing. Only takes a minute or so. You can also, I said on Tuesday how you could give by mail. You can also give in mobile. Cash.app, Cash app, cash.app/$LoveandLordship, all together with both L's capital. And if it's not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you who to give to, and then be obedient. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in the love and lordship of Christ. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to the Authority of Love.